Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the Players' Place.
All right, we're halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Ben and Woods senior week, as it were, like the last week of school. We're here. Pretty motivated,
Do we have
I'd
to take
say.
Any final exams, or are they already
yeah,
done?
Yeah, we do. We have a final exam on Thursday and Friday. Thursday will be our year in review show. But again, we don't just plug and play and walk out the door. We're going to be here talking through it, some of our favorite moments of the year, and going through some of them, I forget what we did on Friday. So to go back through them and listen and remember some of the moments we've had is great. I love, yes, the urine review, as Wyatt says. It's our Ben and Woods urine review.
Number one.
You're looking for a pale straw color.
That's right. Yeah. We don't really have a name for this, do we? Like the rewind?
It's been something different every year, yeah, honestly.
Sounds about right.
Ben and Woods do a show, and we play clips from other shows from earlier in the year.
Doesn't have that ring to it.
We've done Ben and Woods lookbacks. We've done Urine Review. Last year was Ben and Woods Wrapped.
I mean, I like Urine Review.
Ben and Woods Urine Review.
That will be on Thursday. It'll be a fun show, man. Be ready to laugh a lot.
If you're not in your car, maybe you don't have to work that day. You could just stream the show.
Stream the show.
I get it.
If you have goods.
That was good. I got that one. That was good.
I don't like to get up in the middle of the night and stream the show, which has been happening to me a lot lately.
Happens more the older you get.
It's true. But, you know, I'm Woodsy. That's Paul. That's Ben.
Don't you hate, because this happens to me, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And you get up and you sort of have to go. But you think...
Well, you can't... Once you think you have to go, you have to go.
If I can go back to sleep, I'll probably make it until my actual wake-up time in an hour and 20 minutes, but... Do I want to get up now? If I get up, am I going to be able to go right back to sleep, or am I going to then just be awake? And then you kind of think about it, and then you spin yourself out about it.
Well, especially because we got to get up early, so
right.
You get up at 3, and you're like, I might as well just get up. Yeah. The urine review, I like this.
But you're laying there, and you're thinking, I really have to go, but I don't want to get up. It's warm, and it's cozy, and I don't want to get up.
Best of Hog Higgins and Gramps Woods. I don't know what that means, but there's no bad ideas in brainstorming unless they're Ben's.
Will you sign my yearbook at least at the end of the week?
I will. I'll see you around the pool, maybe. I wanted to ask
great
you guys.
Year. Don't ever change.
Yeah. Hey, keep up the good work in 26. I wanted to ask you guys, because I don't know if you're... I think we do this every year, and I figured I'd just do it now. Resolutions for 26. Personal, business,
I've been thinking about that lately.
Sure.
And if anything slipped a little bit, I've kept my weight off, as you know.
Yeah.
But my eating habits are slipping a little bit.
I
haven't been as good at like preparing my meals and
end
everything.
Of the year
you just
type
get so
stuff.
Busy, and it's like I need to really get back to, you know, the good meal prep that was serving me so well for so long. It's too much, you know, grab a sandwich on the go nowadays.
Sure.
Lately, I try not to eat too much so I can keep the weight off, but I know I could eat healthier.
I'd say out of all the years I've ever made resolutions, I'd say 2025 is the year I stuck to them the most.
Good.
Which is rare for me. Very, very rare.
You resolve to what? Treat yourself very well, extravagantly, to
correct.
Many trips.
Many trips across the world.
And you kept those resolutions.
I did.
In 2025.
I did. No, I had goals. I had goals. I wanted to get back in the gym. I did
you
that
did.
This
yep.
year with,
you
a,
did.
With a vengeance. I wanted to bench press 225. I did it. Like, setting the goals, hitting some of the goals felt really good, which is not something I've done a lot of. So now that I know I can do it, it makes me want to do more of it. Paulie, what about you? Any resolutions in 26?
I've never been a big New Year's resolution guy.
All right.
Honestly, I just...
goals.
It's too much like forced... it can be something as simple as like, I'd like to read more. I'm going to read every night. It lasts a week, and then I stop.
And then you're out.
You should resolve to have more weekends where you just kind of hang out and do nothing.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Like in general, it's just like you should always want to be doing better and always trying to be doing better. You shouldn't need. I'm gonna wait till January 1st.
I agree. There's no magic about January 1st.
No,
you can do a resolution on May 3rd or August 15th.
Sure,
whenever you feel like you want to change your life. Don't wait until January 1st
but
to change your life.
I don't like going into a new year and without any goals in mind. You know, like, it feels odd to me. I have routines. You guys know, you'll be getting the email soon. Every year you guys get the motivational email from me at like 2 o'clock in the morning when we're on vacation.
Like,
very
yeah,
true.
Like December 29th.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
You may get it before Christmas this year.
Wow. Yeah,
it may happen. I can feel it bubbling inside of me. So
we're off Friday. We're done for the year. Christmas is until Thursday.
Oh, yeah. You'll be definitely getting it before Christmas. Definitely.
We're not ending on the 23rd, and then it's like family and stuff the next day. It's like, now we're going to have a few days next week to just kind of soak it in and enjoy the time off.
Yeah, so that's one that I always do. I always do the clean out. Clean out the closet. Clean out the email.
I thought you turned down the clean out. Invitation.
So my wife sent me an invitation. I said the closet, not the garage.
All right.
New Year's, she sent me on, which I don't know if your wives do this or not, but mine definitely is a big fan of the calendar invite. And
no, this is not usual.
We go
our
over
family.
Calendars. Like we'll go like kind of
every Sunday night.
Week.
Like what's the week look like? What are you doing here? You know what? Where do
I
we?
I might say something. Megan might add it to her calendar, but I've never like invited
I don't actually.
Her.
Yeah, I don't send or receive any calendar invites. I was surprised when I saw this.
This has happened since the day I met her. Honestly, like she would send me a calendar invite like 2 weeks after I met her. Phone call tonight, I'd be like, all right, psycho, sure. So I'd hit yes. So this is how she operates. So I get this thing for New Year's Eve, family garage clean out. And I go, what? All right. I mean, I will do it. I'll do it. I have no problem doing it. But I just thought to be funny, I just declined it to see what she would say.
How'd that go?
I tweeted originally. I said, man, New Year's Eve sucks now. Like, because I'm going to be cleaning out my garage with my family. I'd prefer, actually, if they weren't around, I could just do it by myself. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I could get a lot more
sometimes
done.
It can be harder to do, like, figure out the dynamics of the full family clean out.
Yeah.
And you can just do it yourself.
Just do it. I'd rather just
now,
do it myself.
My question is, do you ever send her any
never
calendar invites for things that you may want
never.
To do?
Never. Never.
Like
never
9
once.
P.M. calendar
right,
invite?
It is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Send her a Google invite for that.
Yeah.
I mean, she would laugh in my face.
She'd just decline it?
Yeah. We schedule a lot. We don't schedule that.
You don't schedule that.
That even feels creepy to me.
Pick a date like deep into the future so she has time to wrap her mind around it.
Send her one right now for like...
February 13th, right around Valentine's Day.
Pass. Pass.
Thursday, January 22nd. Throw it on the calendar now.
No, because I may not want to. I don't want to get backed in a corner here. As soon as you make me schedule it, is when I go, never mind. I'm fine. I'm good. I can live without it. Right? Once you schedule it, it's not sexy. It's not sexy at all to schedule lovemaking at all. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
So she sends me this. I decline it. And she was at lunch with her friend. She goes, this mother effer. Look at him. Look what he did. So then I put it on Twitter. I said, now we wait. So she did notice. I will be out there cleaning up the garage, though. You know that. But I do the clean out of the closet, the clean out of the kitchen, or the clean out of the bathroom, you know, get rid of stuff, organize a little bit. I look forward to that stuff. Clean out all the drawers, get rid of some clothes, things like that. I really like the purge at the end of the year.
No, that's good. So it's definitely good to at least once or twice a year clean things out.
But mine is
if you want to make it around the New Year's, that's fine.
My goal is more fiscally responsible in 2026.
Good for you.
Fiscally responsible woods, which is going to be a weird one. So no more willy-nilly, guys. All the gravy train's over for both of you. So when we go out to lunch and stuff now, it's going to be, no, we're splitting our way.
You always should have done that.
I never did, honestly, though. I don't like being this way, but I'm going to have to do it.
You should always, your first answer should be no. And then if you talk yourself into it, there's room for yes. You leave yourself some room for yes, but don't start with yes. Make sure that, you know, it makes sense to you before you spend it.
Just, I like being a generous person, and now I feel like with the new fiscally responsible me, I'm not going to be able to be as generous as I was.
Well, you know that I will take over in the generosity department for you.
All Ben and I need to do is just ask you like 3 or 4 times. Eventually, you'll cave.
Eventually, I will cave. That's true.
We learn that about ourselves. We can say no once or twice, but if you ask us 3 times for something, we will cave.
I'm very, very
like Will Ferrell
guilty.
In Austin Powers. Remember, he's like, I can't stand to be asked the same question 3 times in a row.
Yeah, like question is moot, says, I heard Woods was picking up the tab for all food and beer at Chicago's Schmigley Field. No, but I would have bought a round of beers for everyone. Guess
now
what?
You won't.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
You got to stick to your New Year's resolutions.
That's right. Got to be fiscally responsible. No more living so high on the hog. Got to really tighten the belt. Really sucks.
No free tacos on Mexico City's vacation or
tier ones that meet you
Padres
in Mexico
games?
City.
No tacos. Fourth inning tacos.
Nope. Nothing. You know, a handshake and a hug. That's about all you get this year.
I do want to do a quick tier one.
So no resolutions for you guys.
No.
Zero. All right.
Eating a little bit better. That's my first one.
Again, that's another boring thing. You should always be doing that. You don't need to wait until January 1st.
I always resolve to be better about buying my Christmas presents after I fail, but I've once again failed on that resolution already. Because I'll come down to the last weekend again and still need to do a ton of shopping. Oh. I did a little online this week, but I still have a lot to do.
All right.
Very hard for me. I want to shout out to Maria, Tier 1 Maria, and her dad. She just posted on our YouTube chat that he's got surgery on Wednesday for a regressive cancer on his head. Won't be in the chat for the rest of the week as I'm taking care of him. Maria, we wanted to wish you and your dad the very best here this holiday season.
Yeah, best wishes.
Prayers from all of the Tier 1s out to you and the hosts.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we need a contestant for Take on Woods, first game of the week. We still have the opportunity to qualify for the getaway to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. And by the way, our friend Eno Saris just dropped the piece that he hinted at when he joined us last week from the winter meetings about the big changes coming to minor league baseball that will impact the Padres and every team coming up next season. We'll get to all of that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Here's a resolution for the rest of you out there. If you haven't been to 7 Mile Casino yet, make 2026 the year to do it. In fact, don't wait for 2026. Do it before 2025 is over. You're going to find San Diego's closest, best, most upscale card room sitting there right off the 5 freeway in Chula Vista.
Yeah, and if you like just a cool place to go, too. I mean, if you just want to go grab lunch or a beer with a buddy, it's an awesome place for that, certainly. But love the California-style blackjack. Love the Texas Hold'em. The Pai Gow, the Baccarat is there as well. Smoke-free environment. No slot machines either. So just go have a good time. That's what it's there for.
Absolutely. The food, amazing at Sammy's. The patio is gorgeous. The view is tremendous. But really, if you're going to go play cards, why would you drive 45 minutes or more and then back when you go to the best card room that is just off the 5 freeway in Chula Vista, so close. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A little take on Woods here in a moment. It may have been lost in the conversation with Eno Saris last week. You may remember when Eno joined us, he was not feeling particularly sharp.
Oh, was he under the weather?
No, he was
cocktail flu.
He was dealing with the massive hangover, or perhaps still the effects of the night before when he joined us. And but he did drop some actually big news that got overlooked, I believe, a bit during that interview last week, and that was the major changes, and he wrote about them this morning in The Athletic, coming to minor league baseball this year. And these were changes that were just dropped on the general managers, apparently, at the GM meetings last month when they got together. And that is a standardization of the technology and data available to minor league clubs across baseball.
Yep.
To make sure that every minor league park has the exact same technology and systems as every other park. Now, you can do with the data what you want. Have your own analytics teams analyze it and try to maximize, you know, your player performance. But the teams that are spending way more on their technology, and you know, you can imagine who those teams are.
Yes.
Dodgers being one of them. They're going to be brought kind of back to heel. And other teams, think like the Rockies and the Pirates, who are spending very little on their expensive technology and, you know, biometrics and everything, they're going to be lifted up by this standardization across Major League Baseball. It's a way to try to cut costs and create a little more parity among the league in a quiet way that doesn't involve dealing with the union, because these aren't Major League Baseball players that are represented by the Major League Union. This is all in the minor leagues. And Eno wrote about it this morning in The Athletic, that this is actually going to have a fairly large impact, maybe not immediately, but going forward in kind of evening out the minor league systems of a lot of different teams.
So there's a standard number. Everyone has to meet it.
Every Major League Baseball will have to approve the technology and data available at every minor league park.
So what about the guys that have already spent, the Dodgers that have already spent a gazillion dollars?
They may have to come in and start unplugging machines? Machines is what Dino basically wrote today.
Taking this Rapsodo with us?
Yes.
Wow.
Take it to some other ballpark that doesn't have it.
Pirates are like, we got the Dodgers Rapsodo machine. This is amazing. What in the, like a big garage sale. Wow.
It's interesting.
I don't know how
There are certain technology companies that are going to be big winners and others that will be big losers.
Yeah.
If you get the major league contract,
yeah,
it's huge. That's going to be all 30 teams, which is multiple minor league ballparks in each system. If you don't get the contract, you may be out in the cold because you're not approved by Major League Baseball for your technology and your data.
And it's just on the minor league level?
This is just on the minor league level.
For now?
Because on the major league level, everything has to be negotiated with the players' union, I believe. So.
But,
which could come up in the discussions over the next year.
But there's different. I mean, the facilities at for the Dodgers are different than the ones for
especially in the minor leagues,
right?
For sure.
Interesting.
So that just came out today.
It's kind of a bummer because it does wrist slap teams that have been ahead of the curve, which is kind of, you know, like.
And that, I don't know exactly where the Padres stand in relation to the curve.
I've heard good. I've heard bad.
My sense is in some areas they're kind of more near cutting edge, near the top, and others they may lag a little more behind, which probably puts them more kind of in the middle.
They're always in the middle. Yeah. Every ranking you see about everything is 13, 14.
Yeah. Which probably means they'll be impacted less than other teams, and that they'll probably, you know, that standard will probably be where the Padres are at right now. But anything that maybe diminishes the Dodgers' advantage over everybody could be beneficial.
Yeah.
To the San Diego Padres in that way. But we'll see. It's going to be a long time before you really see the effects of that taking place.
Also feels like a really easy system to game, if I'm being completely honest.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have a Gestapo there at every facility just sitting there like...
The data police?
Yeah, the data police.
I'm sure no team would ever try to cut corners.
Not cut corners. They would. No team would ever look for that little edge, technology-wise.
No chance.
I'd sign up to be the data monitor. Just sit there and sleep in a chair all day. Don't worry, I'm not going to say anything. Don't worry about it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Maybe they can give it to the same guys who collect the urine samples from minor leaguers for drug testing.
Exactly.
Oh, you also have to check their data while you're there.
Data entry.
At the same time.
Cool.
All right, so we got a contestant on the line. Looks like we do. Let's play a little Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm. Security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and I believe we got Troy. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Troy, are you going to play some Take on Woods with us right now?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Five questions of musical trivia. If you beat or tie Woods, put you into the drawing for our grand prize. This month's prize, a trip for two to Las Vegas to see New Kids on the Block on June 26th. A two-night stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gas card. Get your own tickets for the New Kids on the Block residency at Ticketmaster.com. Woods is gone, which means you get to choose the category. Keep him in the dark. Your choices, Troy, are The Long Goodbye, five song titles that include the word goodbye. Legends of the Fall, five songs that include the word fall in the title. And our new category, The End of Time, 5 2-second songs that end with the word time. So The Long Goodbye, Legends of the Fall, or The End of Time. Troy, what would you like to play?
Let's do The Long Goodbye.
The Long Goodbye. All right, today on Take on Woods, we have five song titles that all include the word goodbye. You'll have 60 seconds. Answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the 2-second song. Polly is queuing it up now. You'll get 3 or 4 seconds, really, of a song. You need to give me the song title and the artist to score that point. Troy, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. The category again, The Long Goodbye. Good luck, Troy. Let's Take on Woods.
When are you gonna come down?
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Elton John.
Correct. You say yes, I say no is the first line of which 1967 Beatles
wrote. Goodbye, hello.
Flip it around.
Goodbye, hello.
Flip it.
Flip it.
Hello, goodbye.
Correct. Yeah, Train sings about imaginary reasons a girlfriend is gone, including getting run over by a crappy purple Scion in which 2012 pop hit.
Pass.
Supertramp's Breakfast in America album featured three top 20
Goodbye,
hits.
Stranger.
Correct. Sam Smith sings about getting dumped again and again in which poignant 2017 hit that topped the charts in multiple countries. Go back to Train, sings about imaginary reasons a girlfriend is gone, including getting run over by a crappy purple Scion, in which 2012 pop hit. I think three is good enough here. I can't see
That's
Woods
score,
getting
yeah.
the same two that tripped up Troy, the newer ones, I think could trip up Woods. But you did get Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Hello Goodbye, Goodbye Stranger, 50 Ways to Say Goodbye is Train, and Too Good at Goodbyes is Sam Smith. I like that score, Troy. Hang on the line. Let's see if it holds up. All right. Woods comes in. No help with the category. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Troy.
When I gonna come
Goodbye,
down.
Yellow Brick Road from Elton John.
Correct. You Say Yes, I Say No is the first line of which 1967 Beatles release written by Paul McCartney.
Hello, Goodbye.
Correct. Train sings about imaginary reasons a girlfriend is gone, including getting run over by a crappy purple Scion, in which 2012 pop hit.
Goodbye, Virginia.
Incorrect. Supertramp's Breakfast in America album featured three top 20 hits. The logical song, Take the Long Way Home, and which other single written by Rick Davies?
Pass.
Sam Smith sings about getting dumped again and again. Supertramp's Breakfast in America album featured three top 20 hits. The logical song, Take the Long Way Home, and which other single written by Rick Davies? Time is running out.
10 seconds.
Goodbye to my tank.
Goodbye, Stranger. And that means, I thought so, Troy with a 3-2 win today.
Man.
In the category, The Long Goodbye.
Couldn't get it to connect in my
Train,
head.
I didn't know if you played Train when you were a DJ. 50 Ways to Say Goodbye. And then Sam Smith is Too Good at Goodbyes. This was a goodbye.
No,
category.
We didn't go down the train route, thank didn't, God. That would have put me over the edge.
Didn't go down the train tracks?
No, down the train tracks would have put me over the edge.
I can see that.
Avicii, rest in peace, almost did it.
Troy, stay on the line. Paulie will get your information.
Troy.
Congratulations. You are
first
in.
L? No,
second
I have two L. L.
Second L this month, now.
Man.
Now we have about four or five qualifiers, including real or fake. So we'll have a drawing at the end of the month for the grand prize. We'll have another opportunity to qualify tomorrow at this time. And then we have the big showdown. I hope you're in good form against John Flint at the end of the week.
Today's in any indication. I won't be.
I know. The new stuff is definitely trickier for you. No doubt about
it's not. I'm good at all of it. So it's fine.
All right.
Just
you gave
on
up on Sam Smith immediately.
Yeah, it's the terrible stuff I'm really bad at. You're right. I will give you that. The really, really horrible artists.
A lot of people like Sam Smith.
Exactly. A lot of people like Jelly Roll, too. Sorry to the Sam Smith.
We got Craig Elston joining us. We'll get his take on the Padres rumors and more coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Got our biggest fan announcement coming up at 9 o'clock, a Roundel report as well. And just saw some news from over the weekend that I missed about a fairly big acquisition for San Diego FC. Ahead of the new season that's just, a few weeks away.
That's crazy.
Craig Elston can give us his thoughts as he is standing by and will join us right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And joining us now on our David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline for the Padres Hot Tub Podcast, the Cro-Maniac himself, Craig Elston. And Craig, I just read this now from The Athletic. Tom Bogert or Bogier over the weekend. SDFC finalizing.
Bogert.
Okay.
He's always trying to fancy stuff up. It's Tom Bogier.
Bogier.
Ryan, I don't know. You guys remember Ryan Bogier?
Soccer is a very international sport, so I wanted to keep my options open for pronunciation.
The guy we traded, Freddie, for me.
Ryan Bogier.
Ryan Bogier.
Bogier.
Not Bogier.
You have to say Bogier.
All right, so they're picking up a forward, Lewis Morgan from New York Red
it's
Bulls.
It's Morjan, actually.
Yeah. He's a Scottish. And is this a designated player slot? Because he's not cheap, from what I'm reading.
It is not.
Okay.
I think they'll cover it with one of the AMs, either the GAM or the TAM. They've got a lot of GAM and they've got some TAM. I know that. But
that's allocation money of some sort.
Yeah, I was like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
It's confusing, is what we're talking about.
But now
about.
They have a lot of confusing ways, Craig.
Yeah. look, Lewis Morgan could be this team's number nine next year. Every year he's been, here's the thing. He missed almost all of last year. He had a hip injury a couple years ago. He had a knee injury last year. Then he had a quad. So, he's one of these guys that's, kind of like, the British sports car in the garage. It's either looking great out on the road or it's in the shop.
Yeah.
Waiting for repairs. But in this case, it would be a Scottish roadster. But he's really good. Double-digit goals. And he could fit in as the number nine that has been missing from the SDFC attack in its entirety. They didn't really have an effective nine except for Milan Alaski for a month last year. Or last season, I should say. So this could be a really big move. And I read some stuff out of New York that Lewis Morgan was, really close to being ready and that, big smiles around camp. He's excited. He was ready to contribute this year to New York Red Bulls, who a couple years ago went to MLS Cup. So if you think about that, really exciting, fits a need and represents what we heard about SDFC, which is that they had money to use, that they have flexibility to add to the team. They let Luca De La Torre's loan expire and he'll go back overseas, and as such they had the freedom, and here comes Lewis Morgan.
Very nice to see a team, Craig, get close to the promised land, shut it down, regroup, go spend some money. Obviously things are a little bit quiet in Padres land right now. I did see just came off the board, Adolis Garcia just signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. That happened a couple minutes ago. 1 year, $10 million, and we were talking about it in the break. That's the kind of deal in my mind, for $10 million, there aren't really that many bad 1 year deals. I think where AJ Preller and company have gotten themselves into trouble over the years is the, 12, 13 year deals, Craig, for multiple millions of dollars. But, you know, Powerbat definitely looking to make a bounce back after a poor season for him, but certainly has done it at this level. And for $10 million, I thought that was a pretty good deal for the Phillies.
It's kind of Castellanos light. I mean, if you need another,
is he as bad as Castellanos?
Come on. I mean, look what he did last year. He was worse than Castellanos.
Was he last year?
He was terrible.
He was terrible. Well,
like I said, he had a bad year. A bounce back is what he's after currently.
He's had two bad years in a row.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some pop.
As a fantasy owner a couple years ago, who had him for his good year and then wanted to get him again. And was like,
rode him for a while.
Yeah.
It's $10 million.
Well, see that, and I was making the point to Woods. It's not that you are hamstringing yourself with a $10 million contract forever, but if you play him for 3 or 4 months trying to get something out of him and he's still bad, that's the cost.
He had as many home runs as our potential DH, 19. Our potential DH and Gavin Sheets. Exact same number of home runs. I think he had more RBI than Gavin Sheets last season. Now you're not paying Gavin Sheets $10 million, but you see my point.
Well, I definitely didn't want Adelis Garcia. So it makes sense for Philly in the sense that they've got a tiny park that he could, get hot and bomb things out of. And that's why I called him kind of Castellanos light. I mean, 3-4 years ago, Nick Castellanos was still a low on base percentage, poor defense player, but he was going to get hits and he was going to hit bombs and he fit the ballpark.
His OBP is horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Garcia's that. And if they've tired of Nick, they'll tire of him as well. But maybe he can get his blood ozonated and it can really help him out. So, that's kind of a hidden benefit if you traded to Philadelphia.
That's true. The cutting edge of medicine up there in Philly. Really excited to see how how that all works out for him. But he was, I'm looking at his. He had 25 homers a year before that. Look, for a team that's desperate for slug, he has some of that, but I just don't know who else is out there, Craig. Anybody, I know you always have your eye on a couple of under-the-radar names, and you've done pretty good with that, actually, the last couple of years. Who do you like right now for the Padres?
We did this exercise on Padres Hot Tub a couple weeks ago for the starting pitchers, and we went through and kind of marked guys that we would be willing to talk about and then went for value. And the funny one that kind of hit the middle of all of our nexus, and this is going to be way off the radar, I think, but Tyler Anderson, ex of LA and LAA, is a guy that I think fits our ballpark, is coming off of a medium-ish Tyler Anderson year. But if you're looking for, as you guys were talking about, 450 innings to fill, I think you could get Tyler Anderson, and if he bounced back and used the ballpark well, you might get, for $5 million or something like, I don't know, but for less than what he made, because he was at 13 per with the Angels.
He's
a free agent. And that's a guy I've had my eye on for a long time. I mean, we know what he did with LA and how successful he was. And he went to the Angels, which is kind of a bleh organization, and he still posted up and did all right. I think he would be a good value guy that would be way better than Kyle Hart. And if you could take that upgrade and push that into the rotation, now you've got a little bit more room to, Dustin May was a guy that was on my list.
Yeah, ours too.
We talked about him last week.
Yeah, so, I mean, him going to the Cardinals on a one-year deal, that's the kind of thing I was hoping that you might be able to get.
You can get him in July. I can promise you. I don't think they paid him very much at all, but if he goes and has even a slight bounce back, they're going to look to flip him, I'm sure, at the deadline. It's like we talked about this morning, and you just mentioned that you'd heard it.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
I'm okay. I've learned, as I said, to be as a Padre fan, just wait it out to the deadline and kind of go out and get the pieces that he needs.
Craig, do you agree, though, with my admittedly rosy contention that Padres coming off a 90-win season, the offense should be better with a full season of Ramon Laureano, Freddie Fermin, and hopefully a little bit of a bounce back power-wise from guys like Fernando Tatis Jr., that to get the pitching that you have lost now to replace? I said what you lost was 24-28 with a 4.2 ERA and 450 innings. Joe Musgrove will take some of that, hopefully, but that's what you're looking to replace. And to me, that is very replaceable this offseason without, you know, spending an arm and a leg, which means the Padres should be a team that can contend to win, you know, 88 to 94 games again next year if A.J. Preller just does a halfway decent job of finding some starting pitching this offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. They started with a core of a solid playoff team. They've got an aces bullpen, and you take Robert Suarez out of it. Okay. But you've got several guys that are knocking on the door to get into that bullpen, too, like a Bradley Rodriguez. Yep. I think he's a player that could be really good for this team. Does Morgan take another step up? You've already got four. Like, having five was crazy. So I think you've got that to begin with, and you've got a lineup that is pretty predictable and pretty solid. Now, how do you add power to it? The single best way is to get 10 more homers out of Jackson Merrill, 10 more homers out of Fernando Tatis Jr., 8 more homers out of Xander Bogaerts, you know, like go up and down the core players and crank them up a little bit. And that's the best way to do it. That's what Eric Grubner would like more than anything. The internal improvement, right, that he talked about on your guys' show.
Sure.
At the end of the year. But if you make the right moves around the margins and you add a little pop at first base and in the DH role, you should be able to have a pretty nice offense because you're already starting with a base of 7-8 guys. You could even, in theory, if you had to move, you know, I don't want to see Jake Cronenworth move, honestly, at this point, but if you had to do something like that, you could still, okay, one move and you're right back to what you want as a lineup. So I'm reasonably optimistic. I mean, my goodness, I was thinking about this listening to you guys as I was walking the dog this morning in terms of like, according to the Doomers, we're already in our period of decline.
Yeah.
Rosenthal said this morning that the Padres' competitive window may be behind them. I mean, they're starting to write the eulogy on a national level for the San Diego Padres as an organization.
Yeah, if you're a Mets fan, writer/national writer, sure, you'll think that way because you're always casting it in terms of how can the Dodgers, Yankees, Cubs, or Mets get better and reclaim their rightful spot at the top of the pyramid. So, yeah, I don't think Preller thinks that way. I'd love for Homie to get an extension and sign it. That'd be cool to do. That'd be a thing that you've talked about for months that hasn't happened. Would really like that to happen so that we know for sure that A.J. Preller's at the wheel long-term.
Dennis Lynn did report last week that the contract expectations remain that a contract will get done with A.J. Preller, but we've said that for a month, 2 months.
Expectations remain. You know, expectations can remain. They can remain for a long time. If he's not signed, there's no question in my mind that 2026 is going to be a banger because he'll go out on a bang. Like, he'll want to head out to the market in a period of time where GM/Pobo is about the only thing a franchise can spend on, right? During a lockout type situation. Yeah. Like, he could be the hottest thing on the market.
Yeah, no doubt.
In a year.
Somebody
he
will snatch
the
him
literal
up.
Literal hottest thing in the market.
There is no doubt about it. The day his contract runs out or the day they let him go, he will have a job.
There's been a lot less turnover in Pobo positions, yeah, though. Yeah, the Rockies this offseason, that was about it. There wasn't a lot of jobs open this offseason.
But I think if A.J. Preller's available, I think teams that maybe didn't even know they were in the market.
That's true. They're now in the market.
They're now in the market.
Yep. Interesting.
It's a real thing. I'm just saying, sign the extension. Let's stop talking about it. Let's get to actual brass tacks and
but
do it.
Craig, you bring it up. Is him not having signed an extension yet, is that negatively impacting the offseason in any way?
How would we be able to tell the difference? Like, is it impacting his ability on February 20th to figure out the free agent starter that's fallen through the cracks that he can sign to a unique
deal?
Do we
get the sense that the Padres came close or short on any of the free agents that have signed already? I don't.
No,
I mean, Dylan Cease. I don't think they.
Dylan Cease going to sign here, but the lack of stability.
I don't think that's made a bit of a difference yet, Paulie. Could it in the future? Maybe, but so far, no. I don't think AJ Preller's status has impacted a single free agent decision this offseason.
No, and Michael King is interviewing and touring the whole AL East. He knows where the money is. He knows where he's going. You know, I think there's some guys who don't even want to be on the West Coast long term, just from their family and everything else. You know, I think Soto was a great example of that. Somebody who just didn't want to be here. It doesn't fit to the time zone, to the DR. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. I'm steeled for a classic Padres offseason where the hottest news is the stuff I will say on the radio, as opposed to a word I would say on the podcast, that national writers chum up, you know, because they talk to agents who have talked to a GM that is not AJ Preller and says, oh, what do you think the Padres are up to? Oh, well, I heard. And it leads us down Francisco Lindor Avenue, which was a lot of fun. For a couple of days last week. Oh, well, will the Padres get Francis? No, of course not. That's crazy. So, you know, we're going to hear the stuff and maybe a thing happens. Maybe. But I don't particularly want to see Laureano traded. I don't particularly want to see Pivetta traded. No. And if they are and it's just for young starters, okay, you know, good luck. But I don't see us down that road. I see us down the road that is more where Ben is, you know, lighting things up, the avenue of we're going to contend again one way or another, because supposedly some dark windows in the future for the Padres, they don't want it to start in 2026. So, you know, I think they'll try and keep this bad boy rolling.
Keep it rolling.
Craig, happy holidays to you. Always appreciate all your contributions. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
You bet. You guys have a great winter break, and we'll chat to you on the new year. Eh?
All right, we'll come back with the biggest fan announcement, some Rondo Report headlines, and more. Stick around. Ben and Woods going until 10 o'clock here on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.